It's the after show, and it's a kind of a special one today. This morning, we talked to John Tesh, our night guy. He's here on 7 to Midnight doing Intelligence for Your Life, and he has a concert coming up, a virtual concert coming up, and we thought we'd let him talk about it, and you know, you can just hear the whole conversation we had with him this morning on Warm on a 1.3. Warm on a 1.3, and look at that. My goodness, right on time.
Yeah, come on. I can read. I can tell. I have a wristwatch with a second hand.
Well, good morning, John Tesh.
Good morning. What's happening?
You are what's happening with Murray the K.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I went to Murray's World on Long Island.
Like, really?
Back in the day. Yeah, back in the 1960s when I was 12. I didn't get in, but I went anyway.
Did you grow up in New York?
I did. I grew up on Long Island, and I listened to Cousin Brucey and Dan Ingram and all
Dan Ingram,
guys,
right?
Yeah, and they all sounded just like you. we're all products of that.
Yes, we are. Yes, we definitely are. So, well, how long have you been with us here on Warm on a 1.3, John?
I'd say a decade or more.
At least, yeah. I mean, believe it or not, I've been here almost 28 years, and I cannot remember a time when you weren't.
But. Yeah, so, I mean, we've been doing the show for about, I guess, the Daily Show for about 21 years.
Yeah.
But isn't it funny how you get to a certain age and start talking about decades?
Yes.
You ever talk about last year? Yeah, I've been doing this for a decade and a half.
I know it. It's crazy.
A millennium.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really, really is crazy. Well, you are obviously a musical genius, and you're doing a virtual concert. Now, you haven't been able to go actually on tour, have you?
Well, we tried, and then they canceled. They canceled two concerts here in Los Angeles. We are going to do a couple. We're scheduled to do a couple. You know, next year. That, as you know, things change so quickly.
Yeah.
But I, we were asked so many times to do virtual concerts during COVID, and I said, they just don't sound great. They don't look great. So the technology has changed.
Yeah.
So we're going through Vimeo, but it's going to be interactive. So in other words, we'll do the show, but also we're going to have a meet and greet, sort of like
really?
A real show. Yeah, after the show, so we'll be in the lobby signing autographs. No, we'll just be talking. But this is not just music. It's our 8-piece band, which sounds great. But also, we're going to talk about my healing journey, how I got through a deadly cancer diagnosis 3 times.
Wow.
And then a lot of stuff that we talk about on the radio show, motivations for success and how to build your routine and things like that.
Yeah.
So we figured that it would be, you know, it'd be better to be all laid, you know, a little more laid back than just the, you know, go 15 songs. Here we go.
Yeah, I know it. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's obviously a pretty serious deal when you're talking about cancer 3 times. My goodness.
Yeah, I'm clean now, but anybody who's been through this knows it. And you know what's really interesting is that whenever we go and do a live concert, and I'm sharing my journey on stage, and it's not through the whole show, obviously, but we'll meet people in the lobby. We always do that after the show, and there's probably 50 or 60 people who are sick right at that moment.
Right, right.
You know, and we'll pray for each other and have conversations and stuff like that. So it's and especially now. Where people are not only have the, you know, have sickness, but also worry. You know, there's so much worry going on right now, which also makes you sick. So
I
think it's really important to whatever you do. That's why radio is so important. You know, people are like, you know, it's like the shiny new thing. People are like, oh, is that a podcast? No, it's not a podcast. It's the radio, and billions of people are listening right now, and you better get off the podcast and get out of the radio.
I know it. I know. I just, you know, I everybody wants to be a star, so that's why everybody has a podcast.
Yeah, I got a podcast, and I got a YouTube channel, and on TikTok.
I know. Warm 101.3, we're talking to our night guy, John Tesh, Intelligence for Your Life, 7 to Midnight here on Warm 101.3, and John has a virtual concert coming up this Saturday night.
Yeah, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m.
Pacific,
and that's what it is. It's our live band. We actually rented out a cabin in the woods. I don't know why we did this. I think it was my wife's idea, but we're going to have 6 cameras down there and a full mixing crew and everything.
My God.
And we can bring some of my friends who are like awesome speakers in the world of healing and inspiration and motivation. So we're all going to get together at the same time and stream it out.
Yeah. What a great gig. What a cabin in the woods. I mean, that's nothing better than that, doing your show.
You know, it's a great gig until you're the guy. That would be me. Until you're the guy that has to find out how the internet gets from there to your phone. I don't know why that's always me. But, you know, okay. Well, John can take care of that.
It's lonely at the top, John, you know?
I'm also the Mac help guy in our house. You know, hey, my iMessages don't work. Okay.
My wife is our IT person because
that's great.
I'm not allowed to touch things, yeah. John. Okay.
Oh wow. Well, I'm not allowed to touch anything in the kitchen. That's for sure.
Well, Connie's Italian, right?
Very.
Yeah. So there you go.
She's not Italian. She's weaponized Italian.
Well, see, I'm worse. I'm Sicilian. So you know.
That's not even Italian. That's like Godfather Italian.
Yes, that's Godfather Italian. Don't mess with me. All right.
Wow. No, I won't. Don't worry.
But yeah, so stay the hell out of her way in the kitchen. She knows what she's doing. It's in our blood. All right.
I've been to Italy. I've actually done two PBS specials in Italy on the Amalfi Coast, but I've always wanted to go to Sicily. You know, there are people. In Sicily and also in Sardinia,
yeah.
that live, there's an inordinate number of those people, because this is what we do on the radio every day, who live to be 100 plus.
Yes.
It's called a blue zone. And it's a combination of, it's not just fish, but it's fish, but it's also the multi-generational households, where the households there, it's great grandparents all the way down to the...
My mother is 101 right now, okay?
Oh, wow.
Her father lived to be 104.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And most of...
Oh, no. This is terrible news. we're stuck with you for like another 50 years?
Yeah, I'm thinking. Yeah.
You're only halfway through. Man.
I know, really.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to send you some cigarettes and some pot to take care of this.
Okay, great. I did want to mention that the first 50 warm listeners go to teshtickets.com and use the prize code of WRMMTESH. You're going to get free tickets. But, I wish you all luck. This would be a fun time. So an 8-piece band, what kind of stuff you do? Is it all original?
What's really funny is that probably the most recognizable song I've ever written is I've done some stuff for the Olympics, but is the NBA basketball theme. We always get a request for that. That's like a 30-year-old theme, so we'll play that as well and some multimedia thing. And it's really funny too. Just real quickly, my concerts are women who attract their husbands to a John Tesh. So the guys are looking for like relationship currency, right? So they get there, and there's always a guy in like the fifth row. The band is always able to spot this guy. He's got his arms folded, you know. And
right.
He's just So anyway, he's out. He's just not in it at all until about the seventh song, which is the basketball song, and then he's all in his wife's ear, like, I know this. I'm like, I saw this. I did this. I listened to this at McSorley's Pub, you know. And so then we've got him, and then we can play the romantic stuff.
There you go.
I think that this will be people who have dragged their husbands to watch it on the phone. That's what this concert will be.
Well, wherever you watch it, just watch it. And if you do the testtickets.com, with the prize code WRMMTESH, the first 50, if you get free tickets, it's Saturday night. You said at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah. See, that's why you got that gig, is that you're just able to weave it all in there. You know, you get the crazy guest, and you go, I got to wrap this up.
Well, I would talk to you forever, but I got to play some music too, you know.
Yeah, you should. You should, and don't let the old disco voice get you. You know, with all right, it's time for weather. Finally cloudy for Thursday. I'm gonna talk like this for the day. Turn the radio off.
Hey, everybody.
That's it. Don't do that.
All right, John.
Bye. John. Play music.
John Tesh, thank you so much. This has been a gas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.